sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, so are we going to open the roof at some point during the show today? Just curious. Hey, man, let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Already Thursday? Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, dude who got shorted. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, send a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. Or you can watch us on the Twitch channel, where you can comment there, participate in the show, and you can also... catch us on the breaks where we kind of keep the
catch
show going.
Me outside. How about that?
Yeah. What he said. And
how about that?
It's a Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. The hell's up, man?
Brandon is adjusting the camera because Josh sits very high. He likes to sit on that big, tall stool, and he looks like an ogre. I sit here in this low chair to prevent looking like an ogre, but I also then people will say, oh, you're hiding behind your laptop, which I am. Also because I look like an ogre.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of the laptop. It's supposed to protect us from having to be seen that much.
Right, and from droplets.
Yeah. Don't want to get the Rona. But, yeah, so what you got for today?
Well, Josh kind of, I was telling him, he kind of stole some of the thunder of what I wanted to talk about today. I think I guess we can start with Rockets fans, or we can start with Lance McCullers' performance last night. Where do you want to start?
Go with either one. You tell me.
Listen, Lance McCullers, I get it. Things were rolling your way, and pitchers are weird dudes. Comparison would be like soccer goalies. They say they're just different kind of cats, right?
Kickers.
Yeah, kicker. Yeah. Odd guys. But and they're creatures of habit. That's why, like, when they have a no hitter, no one's allowed to talk to them or anything
which is kind of dumb, but all right.
But I don't get how you get blown up for what'd he give up? 8 runs in an inning?
Yeah.
And then you say opening the roof was ass. Like, that was the reason why. That's the reason why it happened. I mean,
yeah, that's...
Come on, Lance.
How about you just, you know...
You just didn't have it. You had it for a while and you lost it.
Yep, and that happens. And just say, okay, I sucked today. That happened. Move on. The roof. The Astros do that sometimes. They'll open up the roof late in the games.
Yeah.
So, at least they used to. I don't know if they still do, but... What the hell? I mean, that's the lamest excuse. So, that's what turned it for you.
Yeah, like and Josh and I were making fun of it during the last segment. Like, he acted like they. I mean, this was decided before the game. Hey, in the fourth inning, we're going to open up the roof because by then it'll cool off. We'll have the nice evening desert temperature.
Yeah,
which is very nice. And I mean, listen, it's their home park. They're allowed to do what they want to do. That's like imagine someone coming to Minute Maid and saying. The opposing pitcher saying, I want to play with the roof open. Like, you don't have any say in it. It's their park. Like, and at the Astros park, it's their park. They decide when and you know, if they're going to open the roof. The Texans have that same privilege. They just choose to never, ever, 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 ever do it, even though your tax dollars have gone to that roof being able to be open. It's really important that it's able to. It just never does. So because he's the visiting pitcher, he's just got to kind of deal with it. It just seems lame. I mean, and it's not like they really started just teeing off. I mean, they have a wonky inside the park home run.
Right.
That, I mean, Springer probably could have made a better play on. I mean, it's easy to say he could have made a better play because there's no scenario where an inside the park home run happens and the fielder made an excellent play on the ball. But then I think it just got to him and he kind of unraveled him. And then it's like double, tripled. I mean, he started getting beat around, and it had nothing to do with, I mean, there were no, you know, God didn't shower down locusts or thunder or rain or snow or hail or sleet.
Are you sure there were no locusts?
I don't think so. Okay, I don't think so.
Just double checking.
Murder hornets. None of that came from the sky. It was just cool desert air. And that apparently is ass. So I get it. He's there's a lot of pressure on him now.
Oh, yeah.
And he's had one good start, actually one really good start, and now he's had two ass starts. And so maybe when you have ass starts, it's just human nature to say, okay, why was this start ass? Especially because before the inside the Barker, things were going so well.
Yeah.
It seemed like another good outing, and it turned to ass rather quickly. I don't know how to say, well, he's being a crybaby, or at what point like something could actually have a real effect. But you know, both pitchers were in the same. They both had the roof open. You know, if it's a huge advantage to the hitters, if I'm the Astros, any advantage my hitters get, I'm for.
Yeah, well, including trash cans.
Yeah, listen, if they made an agreement before the game, Astros and Diamondbacks, okay, we're going to both have the trash can thing going for us. So you're going to know exactly what pitch is coming. We're going to know exactly what pitch is coming. Don't you feel better if you're the Astros? Because you've got better hitters.
Yeah.
You got the best lineup.
Yeah.
So I get, for stats purposes, which eventually turns into money purposes, you want to keep your bag right. But, man, just own it. You sucked. It's all good, man. It's all good, man.
Rand Holland on the Twitch says his ERA went through the roof also.
Zing. Yeah. Well, that's maybe why they had to open it, so it could go through.
Yeah, listen, I like Lance McCullers. I like him as a pitcher. I like him as a dude, but that was chicken bleep. I mean, come on, man. That's what you're going to make an excuse for. So I want to say about 4:40 today, Aaron, I want to open the windows, and I want to see how it affects the show.
Unfortunately, we can't open these windows.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Oh, well. But, yeah, you're going to have bad outings. Just, come on, blame it on that, really? And, you know, that really seems cheesy for a guy whose team, when you go into their building, you had to deal with them stealing your signs. I'm gonna give him a red card for that one, AJ.
Yeah.
Since we're doing cards.
Don't like it. I don't like excuse, especially that excuse. I'm not here for it. And then I don't know who started the Scott Foster is the devil thing.
No, that's been going on for a while, though.
I mean, but it was probably either, you know, it may have been Joel when he worked for the Rockets. It may be Adam Clanton, you know, recently. It's somebody who worked at 790 or for the Rockets in some regard. But if you're already saying, oh, great, Scott Foster, you're playing the best team. They're better than you anyway, with or without Scott Foster. And you're already making excuses. And on top of that, the Lakers aren't going to have LeBron James, who, I don't know if you've heard of him, he's very good at sports. So I don't get the mentality of, like, it's almost like you're already, oh, great. Well, there's an L. Scott Foster assigned to our game. We're already done for.
Well,
it's just lame.
Yeah, let's dive into that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
tell you about TGS Insurance, one of the fastest growing insurance agencies in the entire state of Texas. Why? Why are they growing so rapidly? Well, it's thanks to you, the fine listeners of ESPN 97.5. You guys have all said, you know what? I'd like to save money on homeowners insurance. And guess what? Now you can. Now you are with TGS Insurance. And it's so simple. It's so quick. 15 seconds is about what it takes. They've already shopped all the prices in your area. All you got to do is let them know, hey, I'm interested. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back. They'll send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within seconds. I got it. I saved over $1,000 a year. The average customer saving right at $900. That could be you. More money in your pocket. And it doesn't matter if you're already paid up with your other guys. They'll get you refunded on your old policy and start you saving money right away. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with good old TGS Insurance.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Thursday. This always feels like kind of the end of the week for me. Because I know Friday we usually just totally riff. And those shows are fun. So I kind of feel like this is the last serious one. So We got to do your Rockets talk now.
We do have to do some Rockets talk, and then we'll get to nonsense and frivolity okay. as the show goes on. I wanted to carry over some of what Josh and I were talking about, some of the worst songs ever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you've got a few that you hate.
Oh, God, yeah.
Some of the worst songs ever.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys. You were talking about Phil Collins. There's several on that list that you guys mentioned.
But Sue Studio, it's a ridiculous song. Yeah, it's a ridiculous concept.
It's just dumb. It makes no sense. Yeah. And I'm not really a Phil Collins guy anyway, but there's not any of his songs that really do it for me.
Listen, what the Rockets, and it's not even the Rockets, it's Rocket fan. What you're doing is you're already saying, well, we've lost this game. How can I make myself feel better about this loss? I know.
Go and drink heavily.
Well, that would be the way I would do it. But the way they do it is they say, well, Scott Foster was the ref, so that's why we lost. And listen, write this down in your notebook. I don't have any proof of this. I don't have any proof of this, but either Jason Braddock or Patrick Creighton will almost certainly point out that Scott Foster is the ref and use that as a built-in excuse for why the Rockets lose tonight.
Oh, I you know what? I'm gonna take it a step farther than that. I bet both of them do.
Okay. What happens if the Rockets win?
Then they'll be 1-9 in games since 2017, officiated by Foster.
They won in spite of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like when
they overcame it.
Yeah, just like if the Lakers were to win with LeBron and Anthony Davis on the bench against a nobody. Well, they won because they weren't there. I mean, the team came together.
I'll say this, and this isn't a Rockets thing. This is a league-wide thing. Since the bubble has started up, there's been a lot of fouls being called on everybody. Like there's very loose whistles going on. And that's really bad news for the Rockets, who have basically an 8-man rotation. Really, they have like a 6-man rotation, and they have two guys who, if one of those six needs a rest, then those other two get a few more minutes. But they're going to have problems, particularly, you know, come playoff time, historically, things tighten up a little bit. You know, well, I don't know what it's going to look like for the Rockets, but I do know that that's not a good sign for teams that don't have much depth. This goes back to the scrimmages. Even before they started playing the games that counted, there was a lot of fouls being called, like an inordinate amount.
Right.
And I thought, they're probably just doing that, you know, through the scrimmages to make sure these guys are tight. And then turns out, no, they're going full blown. Lots of fouls being called every game, every night. So that's something the Rockets do need to be worried about.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because of this break. Guys are not quite in the game shape they were in. So there's more, you know, that's when you tend to foul more, you know, when you're tired or when you're not in the greatest of game shape. because you know guys try to drive by you, you're grabbing, you're reaching a lot. So I don't know if that's the case or if they've just decided, eh, you know what? We haven't had a chance to blow the whistles in a long time, right. So let's just call everything. But yeah, that's obviously, and again, that just gets back to the whole Rockets question for me is what are they going to do in the playoffs? And I don't know. I would like to see them make a run, but I haven't seen anything out of this team yet that convinces me, yeah, you know what? They're going to be, well, I think they're going to be a tough out, but that's about as far as I'm willing to go right now. And what they look like now is not what they're going to look like in a week. And
no,
I get that.
It's changing. Every game it's changing.
Yeah. And this is because it's so condensed and we're in a different kind of environment now. So, but getting back to the fans, it's just, I think what we've fallen into the trap of doing, and I do it too, is the guys on Twitter, the small percentage of human beings that are actually on Twitter and commenting on Rockets are the loud ones. They're the ones who are going to whine about Scott Foster and then Patrick and Jason and guys like that. But is that the whole fan base?
Well, I don't know what the whole fan base is.
What percentage of the fan base would that be?
In my mind, what I judge, and this isn't a fair thing, but what I think of as the fan base is what I see on Twitter. And I know that that's the vocal minority probably, but that's what I see. So that's what
I
see.
I know.
That's my stereotype of Rocket fan.
Well, and you know, Astros Twitter.
Yeah, all of the above. Like whatever I see on Twitter, that's what I assume the majority of fans feel like. And I don't think that's true, but it's just inherently what goes to my head.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's I don't know. I'm trying to reevaluate how I look at social media. Like for instance, it just like the text line. Like if it's going to be 5% of them that suck, then why am I even paying attention to them?
Right.
So I'm kind of feeling like that about, like, no offense to Adam Clanton. I don't give a rat's ass what he thinks about anything involving the Rockets. He's a homer. Now I'll listen to, like, Patrick and Jason, I think are very much into that team. And I don't know about full on homerish. I do care what they think, but I don't know that they're the majority. I think that's a small group, but I don't know. I don't know how else you judge. And to it, one said the Scott Foster debate was a thing versus the Warriors during the playoffs, not now. It comes up every time the guy refs a game. Yeah. This isn't new. And, you know, you're already, yeah, your fan base is already saying, oh, well, we're going to lose. Oh, well.
Here's, and it's, you know, it says Rockets 0-7 this season in games officiated by Scott Foster.
Right.
0-9 in games since 2017 officiated by Scott Foster, and 0-3 in home 2018 playoff games officiated by him, 7-0 in the rest of those games. The last two times James Harden fouled out, Scott Foster was the lead official. Here's what I would say. Now that James Harden is aware of that, which he obviously is,
right?
Maybe it changed some things up, right?
I would. That's just me. And I get if the Rockets whined to the league office about it, you do it ahead of time so that, you know, maybe the guy calls the game differently too. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody's out to get you like that, you better change what you're doing.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man. I mean, the numbers are, I mean, that is enough of a trend to bring up. But I think, like, oh, well, they're going to lose. Put the L on them. That's a bit much. I'd like to see, I'd like to see him go in and win so that this doesn't have to come up every single time the guy refs a game.
Right. But will it?
It's going to be 1-9 since 2017. You watch next time. So they overcame it.
God bless them.
Adversity. It's easy to overcome. So, yeah, there's your narrative for tomorrow's show. They're either, well, I got screwed by Foster, and or, boy, they overcame that. Look at them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Or the Lakers overcame not having LeBron. That's a possibility, too.
PGTL says, head of basketball rotations work. Couldn't you use the entire roster during the playoffs? You could, But the problem with that is on a team where there's only two good players, you start digging into the rest of that roster. It ain't great. It ain't pretty.
So it says you shouldn't have to change your game because of a ref, though. They shouldn't impact or change a game. Well, they do all the time, though. It doesn't matter what they should or shouldn't do. And
that's
guys,
like saying, no, you're wrong. Whoever said, who's a texter said that?
Yeah.
You're wrong. And it's the same thing we tell, you know, my kid who's 12 years old when he's playing baseball. Like, if it's easy to say at the beginning when you're learning baseball, your strike zone is from the top of your knees to the bottom of your letters. It's easy to say, right?
Yeah.
Game to game, there's umpires who they prefer the ball up in the zone. So they'll call high strikes. There's guys who will call low strikes. It's easy to say, well, I shouldn't have to adjust zone is. No, you should have to adjust.
In a perfect world, you shouldn't have to adjust to a ref or an umpire. But it's not a perfect world.
No, these are humans.
Yeah, and some of them are good at their job, and some of them suck at their job.
And really, sports 101 is make an adjustment. Just make it whatever the situation is, make an adjustment.
I do feel like if James Harden goes out there and knows that he's going to get tic-tac foul called, well, guess what? Don't tic-tac foul.
Yeah.
And that's and if that's your sample size and that's enough of it to know the guy's going to call a lot of fouls on you, okay, play differently. Don't reach as much. You know, try not to run over guys and get those offensive fouls.
Yeah.
But should you have to do that? Absolutely not. But, you know, these guys are all different. And I'm sure part of their scouting is how refs call games.
It should be.
And they have a scouting report.
When I used to bet baseball, the first thing I looked at was starting pitcher.
Right.
The second thing I looked at was umpires and what kind of umpires they were. Were they strikeout umpires? Were they very, were they liberal umpires?
Yeah.
Or
were they Trump fans?
Well, that's not what I mean, but that was the first thing I would look at because it does have an impact on the game. So I can't imagine that players don't do the same thing.
No, I'm sure.
If you scout pitchers, you damn sure well should be scouting umpires.
Well, as much as Maury loves his analytics, I'm sure he's got detailed analytics on all these guys. Where do you think this is coming from?
Right.
I mean, who's running around keeping track of Scott Foster's record against the Rockets? Just saying. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 214 says maybe it's because the majority of Rockets fans feel jilted about a lot of things. I just don't know when as a blame should be shifted from the quote refs to the actual bleeping team. But I've been there for a while.
That's ridiculous.
And
what are we going to do? Start blaming teams for their performance? But, how dare you?
But blaming the refs for a loss is the oldest thing in every fan base going back to when the first caveman team lost on the road to the other cavemen because they used a dinosaur. They bitched about the refs in that game. I guarantee you. So, Bernardo says all James has to do is go back to not playing defense if he doesn't want fouls called.
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get a few offensive ones too, though.
Yeah.
Because he does do that.
Do we know why LeBron isn't playing tonight?
It's the Rona.
I don't think it's the Rona. I think that'd be a bigger story, but.
No, I do not know. So.
Yeah, I've got no idea either.
But, I mean, that's part of being a fan base. I remember one of the first big things was when the Oilers lost to the Steelers and that Renfro catch that wasn't, the officials robbed the Oilers. Yeah, they still lost it. They probably weren't winning that game anyway. And to this day, I can't tell you if that was a catch
or not. I
guess
as a sports fan, I guess it's just easier to make excuses for your team than to just actually own that they're not as good as you think they are.
So, LeBron is out due to soreness in his groin.
So maybe he went to the strip club last night.
Maybe. Good for him, if so. As long as it's the on-site Disney strip club. Although, isn't he the one guy who's not... is he in the bubble, or is he like in his... He's got his own thing going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's not.
I think he's got his own place inside the bubble.
Okay, he's not staying at a hotel like the other schlubs, right?
If I'm remembering correct, like they have those like fancy condos that you can. I guess they're probably like timeshares or something.
He's
I think
the
they
only
gave
one
him
who
one
has
of
it,
those.
Right?
Yes, I think they gave him one of those.
Well, he deserves it. Side note, Fred.
Joel just texted me the word groin. I don't know why, but he just did. Joel does that sometimes. He texts me random body part words.
It sounds like he's flirting.
It might be. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Baldy. Groin.
Groin.
Side note, Fred was on the caveman team with dinosaur. Okay, yes, we did use the dinosaur, but hey, it's no worse than those trash cans. And yeah, the dinosaur was a tough tackle for those guys. They couldn't bring him down. And yeah, they
what kind of dinosaur?
It was a raptor. Mm. Yeah,
quick and, lateral movement.
You know, and really good running pass routes. He was really good at the slant,
long talons.
Yeah, you just snatch that ball out of the air and boom, gone. It was like Jerry Rice in the old days, where he'd take the slant 80 yards. That was our raptor, and they accused him of pushing off and eating a few heads along the way. Which hey, that's going to happen. And the refs not doing anything about it. So that's why they lost.
I realize now what I hate about Twitch. Booth 713. AJ should keep a beard. Thanks, Booth. I trimmed my beard last night. Every once in a while, the beard gets to be... like, it starts to get in my mouth and in my nose. I don't like that. So, and also, it's the longer it gets, the grayer it gets. So every once in a while, I like to clean it up and give myself a little more youthful appearance and not, you know, have whiskers in my mouth when I'm eating food or breathing and they go up my nose. I don't like that. So, piss off, Boots.
Yeah, I have been thinking about growing one just because anything that covers my face is a good thing. But since we have masks now, I don't really need to. Once that's over with, and by the end of the week, I'm going to have like a complete, I'm going to have like 2 weeks worth of masks. So it's going to be like my baseball hats are going to be stylish. And Mike says, Fred looks like Lord Farquhar's dad. There are those who think little of me. So.
Hello, Todd. What say you about the groin?
Hey, yeah, I was calling in to let you know it was his groin.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that yet.
Yeah, it was on the Bleacher Report earlier this morning.
All right. Well, thank you. Anyone else want to tell me it was the groin? Now Joel's mad at me. LeBron's injury, you douche. You didn't know. I tried to help. I'll know better next time. I'm sorry, Joel.
At least he tried to help and he didn't just text you to ridicule you like Renato did me last night.
Well, now Joel's calling me a douche, so I would say he is ridiculing me.
Yeah, well.
But that wasn't the original intent.
It was nice of him to try to inform
us. I was just joshing you, Joel. It was just a little tease. I thought we were boys now. Mulder Fox says, you guys know it was the groin, right? Yeah, I've just heard.
Again. Braddock said,
breaking news, LeBron's got some groin disorder.
Oh, no.
So he will not be playing against your Houston Rockets tonight.
We'll keep LeBron out of the lineup tonight. If only there was some way we knew why LeBron wasn't playing.
You might need to go change your DraftKings lineup.
Is there a Woj bomb about this? Or is there one coming?
I think Woj is still suspended, if I'm not mistaken.
Is he really?
No, he's back.
Oh, is he back? Okay.
Yeah.
Jason texted me and said T-Rex lit up the combine, but teams were concerned with his baby midget hands.
Well, his
and they missed out on a hell of a player. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, his reach not
if,
great.
If he'd gone to Clemson, Braddock would have made sure he got drafted.
Crystal MGSD says, I honestly think Joel hates AJ. I think you're probably right. I've often wondered if we ranked everyone who works here, who hates me the most to who hates me the least. How that ranking would look like if we could get a consensus ranking. I think Joel is near the top. I think Charlie's pretty far up there.
Yeah, that would be.
Although with Charlie, I can't really tell if he just doesn't like anybody or he just doesn't like me. It's entirely possible he just doesn't like me, and it'd be warranted.
He doesn't appear to like me either. So But I think it's just how he comes off. I don't think there's actual hatred there.
And it's the same with Dell. I'm pretty sure Dell hates me, but then I think maybe Dell's just that way to everyone.
Maybe we should do what the NFL does with their top 100 players. We'll just distribute ballots, and you rank every single person on air based on who you hate the most to the least, and then we'll total it all up, and it'll all be confidential.
That's actually a really good idea.
Well, except the problem is they'll be scared of AJ because he's in charge of programming.
But we'll make it confidential.
Anonymous. Yeah,
it'll
anonymous.
It'll be completely anonymous, so you just...
That's a good idea. And we'll just let everyone rank, you know, one through... Like, we'll use host and producers. Who do you like the most to who do you like the least? And then we'll tally up the scores and see who the most liked and the least liked people are.
I mean, there's 10 of us from 10 to... or from 7 to 7.
Okay.
We can include late hits, and that'll put us at 12.
Tyler says Dell just doesn't care about anything besides his post-work naps and TV shows and college football.
And probably more specifically Miami football.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I don't know. I think people ask where I would rank. I don't hate AJ.
His apathy is often confused with hate. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also don't work for AJ, so it's easy to not hate him.
Dr. Hoop says AJ is also a chode. Okay. Well, that's hurtful, but all right. I'm up for this. I think we need to do it. I think we need to find out. But then I'll be curious who hates me the most. I really want to know.
Well, so you're not going to find that out from an anonymous thing.
You're just going to get... This is how many points every person got.
Yeah, so that's not going to answer the question for you.
Here's the way to do it. We'll have Michael Carroll conduct the poll because he's very trustworthy. Everyone trusts Michael Carroll.
And probably on the most liked in here in the entire station.
So he'll conduct the poll and he'll tell everyone, I'm the only person who's going to know who turned in what ballot. And then he's going to lie to them and tell me. And then I'll know who hates me the most. And then I'll rank them. I'm not going to be mad at anybody. I'm not here to make friends. Everyone knows that. Otherwise, I'd have friends here. I barely have friends outside of work. Fred, how often do we hang out outside of work besides Vegas?
Maybe like the occasional birthday party or something right. Like that, like a couple times a year.
How many times have you ever been to my house?
I've not been to your house.
How many times have I ever been to your house?
The one time when you had to park there. That was Super Bowl week where you needed a place to park.
Yeah, it's not crazy to separate coworkers and friends. I'm friendly with most of my coworkers, I think. I think I'm pretty friendly with almost everyone around here, but that doesn't mean you have to be friends.
Golic and Greenberg credited their entire show to that, is the fact that there were no 4th of July hangouts with their families or anything. The second they signed off and they finished whatever they had to do post-show, they would both get in their cars. They would both drive complete opposite directions and go home and not talk until the very next morning.
Yeah, that's the move.
That's not quite how it is. I mean, we do hang out in Vegas and we travel a lot. So I probably, other than Lawyer Dave and Roger, I probably wind up hanging out with AJ more than anybody else I know because we do that so much. But since it's been, since the Rona and we're never going back again, I mean, that's the... By the way, I wanted a Vinny D show. I did a
Vin Diesel.
Did a podcast with him today. I retweeted it. If you want to hear it, he basically asked me how I got into the business and how journalism and stuff like that. So it's just kind of it was a lot of fun to do. I like to like to help people out with their podcasts, and he did about 40 minutes. So I look horrible in that Zoom thing. That's the one thing about doing Zoom on my laptop. There's just not a good angle where I don't look like I'm 75 years old. And part of it is because I do look like I'm 75 years old. But at least on the Twitch, I look at the Twitch. I'm like, okay, I'm only partially a hideous beast today.
I did some podcasts when we were stuck at home.
Yeah.
And I was incredibly bored. I was like, okay, I'd always told, like, every time someone asked me to do their podcast, I said, no, I don't want to do that. But now I was like, well, I don't have anything to do. All right, I'll do your podcast. And I did like, I don't know, a handful of podcasts. I don't know if anyone listens to any of them.
Well, this is kind of cool because this is a guy who listened to us and basically has been listening to us for 10 years and started his podcast because of that.
Okay.
So
I did a podcast about food. I did a podcast about college basketball, even though it wasn't happening. It didn't make sense to me, but I did it anyway. I did a podcast about youth baseball. My kid actually got to try out last night because I wrote down the right date this time.
Is somebody still mad at you over that?
She wasn't pleased. She wasn't pleased to drive to the tryouts and find out that, oh, that was yesterday. My bad. This time I got it right, so that's good.
Very good. Oh, man. So we do not have Lawyer Dave on the phone? He did not respond to my text, so he must. You know what he's doing. He's off winning a case. Because when I don't hear from him, that's the case. He's usually in the courtroom, and he's making money for his clients, and you can be the next client. And I get asked all the time, hey, this happened. Do you think Lawyer Dave can help? And a lot of times, yeah, I think so. And then a few times I'll say, you know what? I don't know, but give him a call, 713-626-8900, and he'll answer it for you. He'll tell you whether he can help. And if he can't, if you still got a legal issue and maybe you're going through a divorce or something, you need a lawyer that way, guess what? He'll put you in touch with somebody who can help you. But his specialty is accidents. And whether it's 18-wheeler, industrial, car, whatever, workplace, slip and fall, all of those, he takes care of it. And it doesn't cost you a dime up front. If you need to go to the doctor, guess what? They'll even get you an Uber and get you to the doctor if need be. You don't pay for that. Not until you win. And that's what he's all about. He doesn't get paid till you win, and nobody else does until you win. Based here in Houston, but practices all over Texas. So those of you in the Golden Triangle, he's got a bunch of cases over there. 713-626-8900 or at Lawyer Dave Law on Twitter or lawyerdave.com. Need a lawyer? Bet it all, Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Happy Thursday. Hope you guys are having a good one.
Dude, it's almost a weekend again?
Yeah.
This week's going by faster than last week, and last week I was gone for most of the week.
Yeah, I needed to slow down again because, during when we were doing the show from home, it felt like every day was incredibly long. As an old, the longer the day, the better. Now these weeks are starting to fly by, and, hell, today's already, the show feels like it's flying by, and next thing it's going to be over, and I'll be home later tonight. And then I'll be dead in a couple days, and I will have, I wish it did last longer. It's that simple. I don't know why. 713-780-3776. And 201 said, hey, Fred, John said your hair looks beautiful. The hair looks great. It's just the rest of me that's a problem. oh, man. Grimjow mentioned all that work to try to get the Pels in the playoffs, and they've only won one game so far.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think the Pelicans and Grizzlies are both kind of pissing the NBA off.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. We set this thing up for you guys to win. And they're not.
Yeah, anything to get better ratings, which... have we seen a reason for why the ratings haven't been great?
I think it's LeBron's groin.
Oh, okay. is it his groin? Is his groin hurt?
I've heard.
Is that what it is?
I think that might be.
Yeah, I think it's been confirmed that it's a groin issue.
Let's talk to Julio while we're talking NBA. Julio. Hello, Julio.
Whoops.
Hey, Julio. Who's cussing in your background, Julio? Someone saying bad words back there. Not appropriate for radio words. Yeah. Hello, Ty.
Fellas, what's going on?
Sports is going on. What's going on with you, man?
Man, AJ, I got the solution to your beard problem, brother. You look too good with a beard not to be rocking it.
That's the solution?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Triactin?
No.
Yeah, it's Triactin like a man.
Oh.
I'm just messing with you. Love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, my God. I saw that coming from so far away.
Triactin like a man.
I saw that coming from Galveston. Ugh.
Strong.
Tri-acting.
Yes. He set it up, though, with like, oh, you look too good with a beard not to have one. And then he was like, tri-acting like a man.
What was that horrible line in Next of Kin? It's like, do you believe in the hereafter? Then you know what I'm hereafter. That's what they reminded me of. Where he's chasing Helen Hunt around with
a
fiddle.
That's a horrible, horrible movie.
Oh, it is. It is. And it had so many really good actors in it, actually. Like Liam Neeson played one of his brothers. I'm here to get the guy who killed my brother, Briar. Oh, boy, that was so bad. Well, he had a few movies like that. I know Roadhouse is popular, but, you know, unpopular opinion here. Roadhouse sucked.
Roadhouse is not a good movie.
It had some of the worst acting ever. Opinions vary. I'm sure the ratings may be down. Has nothing to do with the political stuff. Is that really something that you guys still care about? Like who's kneeling and who's not?
Listen, that's possible. Maybe it is. I'll just be honest. That's a really weird thing to like be worried about. Because like I said, I've said this a bunch of times. Until a couple years ago, the anthem never got included on television broadcasts. So don't act like you guys were, this was like a real important thing to you for all these years. They've got to just stop playing the anthem at sports games.
Well, I think, to me, people who get bothered by that, they're not fans of the sports or the teams anyway. Maybe that's why they're down. It's just hardcore fan. I don't know. But it doesn't, I guess it's just, to me, it doesn't matter. And I get more irritated. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got two things that have irritated me today. Some kind of, hey man, bleep that's. Every story has to report on who kneeled and who stood for every damn game. All right, stop shoving it down everybody's throats and let people make up their own minds about it. The other thing I'm kind of getting irritated with, and I know people didn't like us being pro-mask the whole time. Well, there's a lot of people out there that are just turning into mask Nazis that are like, oh, you can go into a bar and take it off while you're eating food and water. How dare you? What? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to eat my food? And so you're trying to tell me now, don't even go to a restaurant? Bleep you, man. When we go into a place, you wear the masks until you get your drink and your food, and guess what? Then you take them off and eat them, but you're 8 to 10 feet away from somebody. And you know what else I do? I don't burp. No, that's rude and unprofessional. And plus, I was so damn weak, it didn't even work.
Where's yours?
I try hard not to. Right. Yeah, that's your thing. I don't want to steal your bit. But the other thing I do is, like, when the waitress comes over, guess what? I put my mask on while she's talking to me, or he, however it works. I mean, I'm sorry. And that's not enough for you? Bleep off. I mean, I feel like I've been reasonable about this from the beginning, and maybe not. Maybe I've been too, you know, harsh about it with people. But if you're, like, way left of, I guess I don't want to use left and right, but if you're, like, if I'm a mask 5 and you're a 10, then I don't want to hear from you. You just stay in your house in your little bubble and wear bubble wrap and never go anywhere. And you're still going to get the Rona.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Somebody asked, any hockey overs tonight? No, but I did play Calgary at -150 straight up. More juice than I like to give up, but I felt pretty good about that. And plus, I need to get back on the winning horse here. And somebody else was asking for, do I have any horse picks on pregame? No, I'm only really handicapping the weekend and a couple times during the week, and I tweet them out when I have something I like. And I'm on a pretty good run with the horse racing tweet outs. I think I'm 4 for my last 4, 3 winners and 1 long shot that ran 3rd at a big price. So Tennis Tony says ratings are down because of social justice. I want to be entertained, not preached to. Okay.
All right. I mean, if you can't be entertained because someone's wearing a jersey that says I can't breathe on the back, like, just ignore that and watch basketball.
Yeah, I don't pay any attention to who's wearing what. I don't.
That's like me saying, oh, I don't really like, I don't like the color purple, so it's really hard for me to enjoy Minnesota Vikings football games, honestly. I can't get into it. So when they're in the Super Bowl, I'm just not going to watch because the color purple is very distracting to me. I'm here to be entertained, not to see the color purple.
Well, I'll be watching the Vikings this year because you know what really irritates me is the skull chance.
That's right.
So guess what?
You're out.
Yeah, but now I'm back. Now, Blaine says, I think ratings are down because a lot of people found other things to do with the lack of sports.
I think that's the most likely.
I agree, but I don't want to downplay the political thing because I think there's a lot of people who do feel that way. I'm just surprised. I'd be curious how many of them actually watched before and said, I'm not doing it now. If that's a big number, then, yeah, I'd just like to know. That's all. I'm curious. I just want to hear from the people.
Hey, we are 20% of the way through the Major League Baseball season. So, on the other side, I want to give you some interesting tidbits about how things are going so far.
Interesting?
Interesting.
All right.
By the way, Aaron Judge is doubtful tonight for the Yankees. Groin. I'm actually just kidding. It's just rest. But it fit the joke better to say groin.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do hour number two, AJ. Groin.
Groin.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.